From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Andrea Seabrook is away. This week, the government releases data that will give Americans a clearer sense of whether or not a recession has already begun. There will be reports on retail sales, jobless claims, and inflation. Many experts believe we'll learn that more people are losing jobs and cutting down on spending, and that despite this, prices keep going up. We begin our coverage of the increasingly cloudy economic picture with NPR's correspondent for global business, Adam Davidson. He reminded me that as recently as August, the economy seemed to be chugging along at historic highs.
And then in August, we had the very first signs of this subprime credit crisis. And then since around Christmas, it's been clearer and clearer that this is a broad economic downturn. And what makes that even more scary is inflation keeps going up. This last week, we saw some of the worst news yet with signs that the number of people losing their jobs has really reached a new high for the last 5 years. You don't like to see those two things together. And it seems we are certainly in a severe and broad economic downturn.
Traditionally, we look to the Federal Reserve to solve these problems and to the chairman of the Federal Reserve. But Ben Bernanke seems unable to wave a magic wand here. Does that mean our expectations are too high?
For this crisis, yes. If we only had an economic downturn and inflation was very low or non-existent, it's pretty clear what the Fed can do. He can just flood money into the system. He can make money effectively cheaper by lowering interest rates. That's not a hard thing to do, but inflation is not non-existent or very low. Inflation is rising. It's rising for reasons that the chairman has very little control over. This is a very different picture from the 1970s, for example, the last time we saw inflation rising at a time of economic slowdown, because we have China, we have India, we have Brazil, we have Russia, we have these big economic titans who are much more powerful parts of the global economy than they ever were before.
Does that competition help drive up prices?
It drives it up in two ways. I mean, one is just they want more stuff. They want more copper. They want more oil. They want more wheat and cotton. So because their economies are growing, their consumers are able to buy more things. But there's a second impact. They have a lot of money to just throw around the world to invest in real estate or in whatever it might be. You are talking about trillions and trillions of dollars that just didn't exist in the 70s. That can be very good news for the American economy because it means that at a time when our own demand is falling and our own businesses are not doing terribly well, we can get investment from other parts of the world. But it also contributes to that inflation spiral. And so the chairman has this inflation issue to worry about, and the cause of the inflation is in part in other parts of the world where he has no influence. Now, the chairman could slow the entire global economy down by dramatically raising interest rates, and that would lower inflation all over the world, but that would, of course, really send us into a recession. He's going the other way. He is going to, everyone expects that at the next meeting, the week after this, he's going to lower interest rates again, 0.5 to 0.75%. That will certainly please the people with short-term fears, but that will cause a lot more fear about inflation.
It's interesting what you say about inflation and thinking back to the days when Gerald Ford wore those lapel pins, win, whip inflation now. How alarmed people were about inflation.
Inflation is a really, really bad thing for an economy to have. If you have $1,000 today and you know that a year from now that $1,000 will only be worth $800, you're not going to invest it for the long term. You're just going to blow it. You're going to spend it right now. Inflation causes an incentive to think very short term, and that makes up for an economy that's very unhealthy.
NPR's correspondent for global business, Adam Davidson, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jackie.